You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Brant the Body Panvetich. Joining Brant will be AfterBuzz co-hosts John Tanjovi Barrett, Chelsea C-Pop Cannell, and Roxy Rookie Stryer. Not joining tonight's discussion are Kevin K-Wow Undergaro and Phil the Thrill Svitek. No, they're not out drinking. They're at some boring high-class social event. Snooze Fest. They'll be rejoining us next week. Until then, we'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Brant the Body Panvetich!
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Jersey Shore, Season 3, Episode 10, A Cheesy Situation. I love our intro that we get to intro people who aren't here. Also not joining us today.
I didn't realize that that was the proper etiquette. Now that I'm aware, anytime I'm missing a show, they better do the same.
I want all shows to be, and not joining us today, I want to be
George W. Bush.
That's right. No kidding. Very funny.
With everyone.
What do we got? John, no mic?
Yeah. Oh, there I am. I can hear myself.
Found you.
Thank God.
All right. So, lots to cover today on Jersey Shore. The episode 10, A Cheesy Situation. Actually, pretty good episode, you guys think?
I would say so, yeah.
Good title, good episode.
Yeah, lots of good stuff going on. Good story, so I thought that was good. What we'll cover today is we're obviously going to talk about Sammy. That was a big arrival that she came in, the opening of the episode, and how Ron and Sammy got together and what their sort of relationship was. We'll talk about Vinny and Snooki. That was another big storyline that they brought into this one, and Vinny brought some girls home. And did that, and Snooki's really into him, and is she not, that sort of stuff, so we'll go through that. I guess we'll talk about the toilet drama, which sort of played out in front of our disgusting faces. Good, I was so happy. I was actually hoping that segment was going to be super, super short, so we could just skip right through it, but they made a whole thing of it. We'll talk about the prank, the cheese in the bed prank, which seemed to go extremely well, and one of my favorite things, we'll talk about the potential catching of STDs that Mike was not aware of, which I thought was great.
Oh, my.
And then in our special segment today, I want to talk about fashion in the Jersey Shore. One of the things I've been noticing over the last few episodes is, like, what are these people wearing? What are these people doing to their hair? It's crazy stuff. So we'll talk about that.
And
so,
by crazy, you mean you love it.
I mean, right? I do, of course, love it.
Well, good, just checking.
All right, guys, and joining our conversation is the one and only Miss Mari Fagel.
Oh, Mari's here.
Hello, Mari.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Mari.
I can officially say that I have now met Mari in person. I'm very excited about it. So now when I'm talking to you, Mari, I know what you look like.
Well,
I can
I'm still envisioning
you.
It,
now
so.
I'm not the nerd reporter that they've all described me as, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I haven't met you, Mari, so I'm still going to be pitching you in your underwear sitting here. So
that's how I'm picturing her, too.
I know. That's great. So, Mari, what did you think of the episode tonight?
I thought it was a great episode. Lots of, like, pranks, funny moments, and I'm happy to see, like, Sammy and Ronnie on, like, a good note at the end. Like, no fighting, no drama, just happiness. And we'll talk about, like, if that'll stay, but I'm happy to see that, like, everyone's happy now.
All right, well, let's start with the beginning. Sammy arrives, walks in the front door, booyah, and it's just a big shock for Ron. He was really shocked. What do you think? Was that
the look on his face was,
priceless.
That was pretty legitimate, I would have to say.
He walked right out.
Like she said, he saw a ghost. That's why he turned pale.
Now, what I noticed instantly, and correct me if you guys think I'm wrong, but instantly Sammy put on the game face and started it on Ron.
Oh, totally.
You know, I thought she played this extremely well, except for when she kind of attacked him a little bit. Said, you know, don't act like a drunk asshole. He really wasn't. And I have this book at home called The Bitch Book. And what The Bitch Book teaches you is when they're doing something right, you give them little treats. You don't yell at them, you know? Like if Ron's going to be a puppy dog and she's going to treat him like a puppy dog when he's showing her attention and he's doing well, yeah, you can ignore him at times, but don't yell at him. You know?
Yeah, I thought she was testing the boundaries a little bit right away, throwing out that sort of the negative reinforcement. We're like, you look pale. I mean, that's not something he wants to hear. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when people come up to guys and be like, you look skinny. It's like, guys don't want to hear that. We don't want to be skinny. Like, and that's
the worst.
That was a shot right at him.
The worst. Are you tired? Are you sick?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was feeling fine, actually, but thanks for asking.
Yeah. So, and I think that was sort of her opening sort of in was, you know, you look pale, like you haven't been doing your GTL enough. And that was how that was a really good shot on her.
Especially after
she... Yeah, and probably with the Jersey Shore, like probably the most offensive thing you can say to someone
is one
you
of
look
those.
Pale. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She could have said, like, you lost weight, you look a little thin. Like, that would have been just about as bad.
Well, you know, she walked in the house, and I don't know whether it was the situation or Polly or Vinny, but one of them turned to her and said, you look really good. And then a minute later, like, she takes that and she's like, thanks, you know, kind of bats her eyes, smiles, takes that, turns to Ron, you look pale.
I know, it's great. So I think she really laid into it.
She did look good.
She did.
And that's what I loved about it, is she looked good, especially, so the first outfit that she had, the little tube, the white tube top with the black dress, with the black shirt, she looked hot. She looked thin, she looked great. And then when she wore the purple dress when they went out, she looked great, and I love that. It's like, yeah, you should come back later looking great and, like, making him jealous. You should do that.
I think the glasses look is very cute for her. But I do have to disagree with you on the purple dress a little bit here. I liked the dress,
it was
definitely unfortunate when she turned around and I couldn't see the dress because of her massive bra on the back.
Yeah, it was a strange
The sexy part of an open back dress
bra.
Is the open back.
She was wearing the bra with the strapless shirt too. I don't know what she does with that.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's an odd look that, like, the dress all hanging all over the place, all the straps everywhere, and this big bra
hanging
back. It's just like, what? Who doesn't look in a mirror?
Yeah, you know, she's trying to be sexy, and what guy wouldn't want to think, maybe she's not wearing something underneath, as opposed to, oh no, she definitely is.
I hear that. So, listen, I also think what an interesting it was reveal was is how much Sammy was very specific about wanting to get Ron back, wanting to make him feel bad. Mm. And all of those elements that she was doing, ignoring him and sort of getting the little negatives in there and sort of being at the club trying to ignore him, felt very purposefully done.
Well, she mentioned many times throughout the episode that she wants Ron to feel bad. Like, Ron needs to feel bad right now.
So
punished. Was that the word that... Suffer. He has to suffer through this.
That's right. So what I'm wondering is while she's playing it well with the I'm going to ignore you and make you feel crappy and it's going to work, I wonder if that's not really the way she's feeling, that she's just doing this specifically for the attention to get him that way, and she's going to revert back into some of her old ways as well. Like, I don't know that she's come back and really, you know, she hasn't risen above this.
Well, she's still in the same mindset where she said, maybe one day we'll be together. And as long as you're in that mindset, you're screwed.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to, when she left, she said, I can never be with him. Look at the way he's treated me. He could never be more than a friend, and I'm going to stick to that. And the last scene we see with her family, they say, do not go back to him. And she's like, believe me, I am not going back to him. And then she gets there, and she's there one day, and he's kind of being cute, and she says, maybe in the future, but not now. And if you're thinking... maybe in the future, you're acting maybe.
And I think she's thinking, maybe we can get back together when you start acting the way I want you to.
Right.
And so that's just a dangerous thing, because he may start acting that way now because he's getting no reaction from her. And it's, you know, he's driving for all this attention. But the second that sort of stops and she starts playing into his hand again, then it'll flip right back again. So I really actually thought this was going to be the end of it.
It's going to continue. The vicious cycle of Sammy and Ronnie is going to continue until one of them gets closure. And you don't get closure in 2 weeks, you know?
And I think one of my predictions now will fall by the wayside, because I really did predict that this would be the end of Sammy and Ron based on last episode, thinking, like, she's coming back. She's going to be so over him. Him acting like a puppy dog is going to totally drive her away. But it does look like she is yearning for some attention from him.
I think it is unappealing, and it's not attractive for her, but I think she loves it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, she's sitting there with her shit-eating grin on her face thinking, got him. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
She's playing this game like chess right now. She left. She knew she was in the losing position with the big fight. She kind of went away, and, you know, it was probably her sister who, because her sister seems like she has some brains.
Right.
Who probably put it in her head, like, go back into the house, wrap this boy up with his leash, and take him for a freaking walk.
You know,
and she's doing that.
Exactly. I don't know how long she was home, but basically, go home, get your nails done, look great, come back, show him what he's missing.
Yeah.
He will come running back to you.
And she wants him to come running back.
Yeah. Right.
And as she said to Snooki, her mood's good and her nails are good.
Right. I think actually Snooki said her nails said that, and she said her toes.
Yeah, you're all good.
So in case we weren't thinking about her feet, we now are.
You're all good. I like that.
Okay, I have to ask also another thing. With Sammy coming back, what is with, like, all the girls, like, suddenly getting on board? The weirdest thing I thought?
It was like everybody was best friend.
Was like, I'm excited.
No, she was hysteric.
She
was
hysteric.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny. It took me a little while to be like, wait a minute. Wasn't she fighting with one of these girls? Like, I had to actually, like, rewind mentally to the episode to actually put it together because I was like, are these girls all best friends again?
You know what, though? I think the show is so much better when they are friends. I can fight every few episodes. That's fine. It's fine. I love the drama. I hate it when Sammy was completely alienated from everybody else. It sucked. It made me...
Yeah.
I don't want to feel bad for Sammy. I don't like that feeling. I'm not watching this TV show to sit there and think, sucks for you, Sammy. I'm watching this to watch a bunch of girls all be friends, a bunch of guys all be friends, and then have them have their many little fights.
It just seemed, you know, super phony and kind of like...
Oh, for sure.
Who cares? They just want to be friends and big hugs and Snooki's all crazy and everybody's excited and, oh my God, we really missed you.
But Sammy was so much cooler and such a better friend, you know. Snooki, regardless of how drunk she was, Sammy saw that Snooki was sad and Sammy was totally there for her. And if Ron had been like, let's go cuddle Sam, Sam would have said, sorry, Snooks, and gone upstairs, you know?
That's right.
And now, didn't you guys also see, it was kind of weird with this episode, when Sammy came back, now before Sammy left, all the guys were, you know, Vinny tried to get her to stay, Pauly D tried to get her to stay. When she came back this episode, all the girls were so excited, but the guys were like, oh no, Sammy's back. The guys acted like they didn't like her. Where did that come from?
I don't know if it wasn't that they didn't like her, but she caused such stress in the house because one of their boys looked like a total fool because of her. And that's not easy to watch. It's not easy to be around. It's not comfortable. And I think that was what they were responding to. Because, listen, the girls in the house come and go for those guys. They dictate sort of the lion's pride there. And at the end of the day, it's like, oh, great, another one that causes grief and pain that we don't control very well. And I think that's a little bit, like, they don't control Sammy very well. You know, the other girls, they have them all wrapped around their little finger,
yeah,
and then goes their way. And they just don't have the same control over her. And she really wrecked the dynamic in that house for them.
Right.
I thought that scene was absolutely hysterical, though, because... The old Sammy, 100%. What did he order? Oh, my God, it was Caesar. Right. Did he get croutons or chicken, whatever it was. Yeah. Hysterical. But you know what? She wasn't doing that. And that's why it was
she
great.
She wasn't doing it yet.
Because, right, I know. But in this scene, I was thinking, you know what? That's great. At least for one episode, the boys are sitting there making fun of her for something she's not doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I appreciated the fact that she didn't seem to be asking any questions. And then Snooki and J-Well and Dina kind of brought it up and said, you know what? He knows he messed up. Here's what he did. And Sam was like, good. Great.
Yeah, it was a little, you know, that was
different.
Kind of funny. I expect to see that Sammy back soon.
For sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, which is sad because I like the new Sammy.
Yeah, the thing is, we're going to see a return of her old ways. No person changes habits like that fast. And I don't know how long she was gone, but I just assumed it was like 2 weeks just because of the show. But you know what I mean? She's not over it yet. And I think it was from Sex and the City that said that you don't get over someone. You can only get over someone that half the time that your relationship actually was. So if they dated for a year, it might take her well into like 6 months to finally be over him and get closure and move on.
I knew that's what you were going to quote the minute that came out of your mouth. But Mari, I have a question for you, Mari. So... We didn't like Sammy at all for this past season. We were really struggling with her. Do we like her better now? And are we pissed that she's going to go back to those ways?
I don't mean to be so fickle because I remember a few episodes ago I was like hating her and thinking she was just a bitch. But I do like her now. She has this redeeming quality. She's like one of those complex characters and like one of those villains who like has a good side and a bad side and you can't tell which one that, you know, which one's gonna rule out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like her when she's single. That's my conclusion.
I still like her. A lot.
You like her always.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite characters.
You think she's a cutie.
She's super hot.
She's the hottest one by far.
By far. But the one thing I think it is I think it's the same sort of system with women and the bad boys type thing. They get that thought in their brain that they can tame them or they can change them or they could be the one. And like guys are like that too a little bit, or a lot like that, is that when you see someone like that, you think to yourself like, man, if I was with her, I'd totally fix her up. Like she wouldn't be like that with me. And I think it was like, it's that fascination with crazy women too, like the Pam Andersons or the Anna Nicole Smith, where you think like, man, if I was with her, I would totally straighten her out. Like she wouldn't be crazy and wacky. And for Sammy, it's like, that's part of my attraction to her, is like, man, if I was dating her, I'd have her like right toe in the line, no problem.
Because you're a fixer, you
that's
know,
right.
you want to fix things.
I want to fix things.
I do the same thing. Yeah. You can't be attracted to somebody who's perfect.
No.
Because then what are you going to do for them?
That's right. Then how important can you be in their life?
Exactly.
Holla.
And
I get that.
You know, I think that we definitely, I know you're saying that we're going to see the old Sammy come back, but I think we already saw the old Sammy come back in this episode when she was in the kitchen with Snooki, and she was kind of dictating Snooki and Vinny's little relationship, but she was really...
Really yelling at Ron.
At Ronnie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The funniest thing with Sammy is she has this one line, and it really gets me every time she says it. It is not okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
She's
it's
just so not. Transparent.
But by the way, that's
very
a perfect example.
By the way.
That was good.
You should have seen him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He looked exactly
he's
I waved the finger.
Yeah, you missed the finger wave and the facial expression. Mari, get back here.
I think that's a really great example, because I think what's happening is that as Ron takes the stuff from her in the beginning, he becomes less... He reacts less to it, so she starts to act bigger and bolder, and that was really right in his face, saying you're a dick too, basically. And so I'm, you know, you can see it by next episode and then episodes after, she's gonna have to make big gestures again
right.
to get his attention.
And because she's only been back for one night, he doesn't feel comfortable yet saying, "Screw you, Sam. I'm not right. doing anything wrong right now. Why right. are you coming at me?" So instead, he takes it.
And he's not smart enough to do the, "Oh, hey, Sam, what's up? I'll talk to you later. Bye." And just like nothing's, no issue whatsoever. "Hey, want a glass of water? Hey, what can I do for you? Okay, bye. Nice to see you. You look great. Bye."
You know,
he's not smart enough to put that together.
Right. At the club, not that he should have been hooking up with some other girl, but if he had not spoken to her once, unless she approached him.
Right.
And then, of course, been sweet.
Smile,
and then
like no big
maybe
deal.
Bought some drink for a girl at a bar.
Right.
Maybe walked around with his guys, joked, danced, whatever. Sammy would not have been able to deal with that.
Would have been a completely different.
But he's the Fred
result.
Flintstone.
He was so dude. Ridiculous.
Caveman. I don't understand
him. I
mean,
he followed her around, made all these gestures to be in her face when she was like, "Get away, I'm done with you."
Tried to hold her hand at one point.
He left. Like, he went home. Like, what kind of wuss does that?
And then it flashes to him talking to the camera saying, "I'm not going to be the kind of guy who just follows her around."
Right. Which so you're going to be the guy who goes home and waits because she said, "I don't want you following me around." "Okay, honey, I'll go home."
Notice he wasn't waiting in his room. He was waiting alone on the couch.
Anyways, I'm done with Ron. He's off my list of people I like. But people I do like, I did like the Vin and the Snooki thing this episode. I thought that was really well done.
The Vinny Snooki dynamic?
Yes.
I think there's an unrequited love story of the Jersey Shore.
Well, I actually think it's more, there's some odd physical thing between them. And we saw a little bit in the after show where it's like, okay, well, nobody knows really what they've done physically. And it's like, it's got to be something in the quote unquote cuddling
right.
that they're both sort of leaning to.
Well, she, I mean.
No, they smushed because he was too big for her.
And she named his penis
Moby Dick.
Right.
Moby Dick.
Creative.
You know what, though? We just saw a second of the after show, but in other after shows, usually it's that horrible host asking questions and the cast answering, and the host asking questions and the cast answering. But in this, she kind of asked a question, sparked it, and Vinny and Snooki just started talking to each other. And you could see there's obviously sexual tension there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know Snooki has a boyfriend now that isn't Vinny, so clearly something happened. But I don't understand this new realization that Snooki's having. I think I actually like him because season one, season two.
She was always in it.
Always. You know, from
day one.
That's
why I think there's some sort of convenience thing that they play around with.
Well, it's not even the girl next door. It's the girl upstairs, downstairs. You know, like, it's
all right, but here's the question. Here's the question that I ask, and ask you, Mari, as well, is that, A, did Vinny make a promise that night that he wouldn't bring girls home in that conversation on the couch? And B, whether he did or not, was he wrong to bring girls home and have sex with them in the house?
I think what if they played it again, the first time I didn't think he said anything that made that promise. But what he said was, if you don't want me to bring girls home, I won't.
Right. Which was a really stupid thing to say.
Yeah, which he shouldn't have said.
Right.
I think A, no, and B, no. And here's why. He said, if you don't want me to bring, if you ask me not to bring a girl home, I won't.
Right.
And she didn't. Mm-hmm. She said, no, do what you want.
Yeah.
Now, in girl code, that is, do not bring up, but she didn't say that. And
they're not in their relationship isn't such that he has to pick up those cues.
Okay.
And to be perfectly honest, girls are stupid sometimes. Just say it. Just say, don't bring a girl home.
All right, well, let me put it this way, because I don't agree with you on that. What I think is that the fact that he mentioned it and phrased it that way mean in his brain, he realized, ugh, this is going to be weird. Like, if I don't, if I bring girls home, she's going to be weird with it. I think before the drink started, he knew it. Mm-hmm. He threw it out there. It was on his mind. I bet if you asked him before he walked into the bar,
was he going?
Are you
going to
bring a girl home tonight? Do you think that would be okay with Snooki? He'd be like, nah, I'm not going to bring her home. She'd get all weirded out. Mm-hmm. However, you start talking to the Dominicans, and the butt starts moving, and the drinks start flowing,
and they're full lips,
and she's DTF. And it's all of a sudden like, oh, wait a second, I have changed my mind about what's appropriate.
Snooki had brought three guys home in the past couple weeks.
In the past, it was a week.
A week,
right? Yes.
So for
Go
ahead, Mari.
The thing is, the comment I thought was most spot on about her is, I think Jenny said, or Dina, that she, like, fantasizes about these guys so quickly, one after the other. Like, fantasizes this future with them and builds them up in her head.
Yeah.
And that's what she did with Vinny. She's been doing that this whole season with different guys. Like,
right.
There's a lot of boyfriend talk from her.
Yeah, she wants to be loved, and she would love anybody who loved her.
Yeah,
it was Jenny, and I'm glad you brought that up, Mari, because I was thinking the same thing. Jenny also said, she kind of hit the nail in the coffin when she said that you're in this house, you're stuck in this house, you have Vinny, who's attractive, he's a good-looking guy, you guys smushed, and now you can't smush, and you know that that's there, that you can't do it, and it almost makes you want him even more, and it comes out of the boredom of just being in the house, being surrounded by him all the time, and it gives you that infatuation with him. And I think that's where Snooki's like, when she's drunk, she's like, I want Vinny. And there's no guys around. And
right. You know, to be a little inappropriate for a second, also, she named his dick, as we said before, Moby Dick. He clearly made an impact on her sexually. She thought he was good in bed. And the attraction level to a guy after you've had sex with him and he is good is so much higher. She's probably sitting there thinking, she's not thinking, oh, I want to have sex with this guy. I wonder what it'd be like. She's thinking, she's building it up in her head. We had great sex. I want to have great sex right now.
Right.
And so, bottom line, she wants to smush with him. She's drunk. He brought a girl home. She's sad. She realizes soon, shortly after, when she's not drunk, well, I kind of made an idiot of myself. I have no right to be mad when I've smushed three guys this week.
But I think it was almost
like...
Go ahead, Mari.
She's talking all about Vinny and how much she really likes him. And how upset she is that he brought girls home, and then the day later she's flirting with the plumber, and she thinks the plumber's hot. It's like
she fantasizes about it's not the same, because really, you know, Vinny sort of dictated the pace of the relationship, and she, in theory, has put it out there to say, like, hey, I'm open to this. And when he's not responding, then it's like, okay, she's going her merry way.
I feel like her flirting with the plumber had more to do with her getting feeling rejected by Vinny the night before than it has to do with her actually wanting to flirt with a plumber, you know?
Just on the plumber note, I mean, whatever, he was fine, but the way she described him, oh, I think the fat plumber's really cute.
Yeah, the fat one.
Yeah, the fat one. Who does that, you know?
I don't know.
If you think somebody's really cute, you just say, I think the taller plumber, or the plumber in the white shirt.
Yeah.
The fat plumber.
And she didn't even say that, which a normal girl who's looking at all these different guys would say something along the lines of, oh, I want to screw him, I want to screw him. She said, oh, I would want to hang out with him and talk and hang out and cuddle with him. It's that need for...
Does your ass crack show? Yeah. damn, boy. It's like, oh, is that attractive? I didn't know.
Now, one other thing I want to ask about Vinny, just a little side note is, when they brought the girls home, they were both in the same room.
Yep.
However, now listen, I'm all for like, hey, let's all get in the same room and hump it up. That's fun. Good times. High five for everybody. But they were like separate and like being quiet and like keeping away from each other and like doing their own thing in the
awkward.
Same room. How weird
they do that
is
all the
that?
Time, though.
They do that all the time. And you know what? I can speak to this a little bit because This happens in last year I lived in college dorms. This happens all the time. I actually happen to have a single because I am blessed by somebody. That was unbelievable. But my friends, all the time, two guys would both bring back girls, and the next day I would hear stories, and they would both be having sex with these girls, whatever, same room, not acknowledge each other's existence. The girls would leave, and they would swap stories.
That is so strange.
All the time.
I mean, that is so weird.
The scrunchie rule, where you put the scrunchie on the doorknob or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or the tie or whatever.
It's a sock now, I believe.
I mean, like, in my brain, I'm like, well, if they're both in the room with the two girls, they all came back together, like, wouldn't they be talking to each other and, like...
What, like while
whole,
they're hooking up? Like,
yeah, or just
how's
be like
your
a whole,
girl good? How's yours?
I'm kind of with you, though, because it was awkward. They were just sitting in there, and they were being too quiet.
They were also being
so
videotaped.
Weird.
They also looked like they didn't want to move around at all. Like,
yeah, I mean...
yeah, it doesn't look very sexy.
No. It doesn't.
Talking about the videotape, though, I think that actually makes a really good point, because these guys are used to hooking up with girls always in front of people now.
Right.
So I don't even think they were thinking, oh, I'm in the room with somebody else. I've been in the room with somebody else for the past three seasons while I'm having sex.
Right. But they didn't.
Who cares?
But I thought if it's a who cares attitude, they would have been just more open about it. And like, but it felt like they were specifically trying to be in their own little cocoon area and not disturbing each other and trying to pretend like this isn't happening, as opposed to like, yeah, let's get it on. Like, woo.
Yeah.
Parties,
yeah.
Which is the way I envision. If I was to ever
like a little orgy type thing,
young. Yeah, like woo, that's what I'd be like. I'd be swinging from the ceiling, and
but I just can't picture somebody saying yeah. like what you're saying, talking to each other. Think of a sentence you would say. You know, you're hooking up with a girl, and you want to
yeah,
say
I guess
something.
That's a good point.
What do you say? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
yeah,
is
we're
awesome.
Both having sex right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, John, he's just
wow.
looking good
high
over there.
Five.
Look at you. High
Are you
five.
Having sex?
Oh, nice work,
sex.
Man.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Nice
good
work,
form,
buddy.
Exactly.
Yeah, good form. Man, you can really go. You're not done yet?
No,
I mean,
I finished
wow.
like 10 minutes ago. Wow.
Now, I've never spent much time in Jersey, but... What is with all? I mean, this is Pauly D, Vinny, the situation. These guys are famous, and what are these girls that they are bringing home? I know that they bring home weekly these grenades, and it's like they talk so much trash about
I don't know.
Grenades, but
I don't know if this is
well,
a saying.
I personally think, or I'd hope that hot girls would know better. Like
that's part of what I'm thinking.
Around with everyone,
no,
I think
they're
that
rock stars now.
Be attracted to that. They see that they bring home like. Three different girls in the night. You know, it's like
they're rock stars.
I would not
it's a different,
up with one
it's
of
a
them.
Different level
STDs.
Now.
Yeah, well, but think about any celebrity crush that you have. Definitely, they hook up with just as many people. You know, if you're, I don't know, Amari, who's your celebrity crush? Or any guy that you think's a really cute celebrity who isn't married.
Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Well,
probably gets laid. Very, very frequently.
Yeah.
But you don't know because nobody follows him around watching him get laid. So would you have sex with him if you met him and he's your celebrity crush and you're, oh my God, I love this guy? Because that's what these guys are to girls.
Oh, yeah.
They are absolutely celebrity crushes. I mean, this girl wasn't a 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old. She's a 21-year-old woman who probably watches this show and thinks, oh my dear Lord, if I ever got to have sex with him, I would... die of happiness.
That's great.
Plus,
you know?
Plus he's made his career out of his ability to get laid, right? Like, that's sort of what he tries to project.
Hey,
anyway.
If you heard that a a masseuse was really good, you'd want to go get a massage.
Exactly.
For sure.
But right. to address your actual question, Jesse, there's an old saying from, I'm not from New Jersey, I'm from Long Island, which is close enough. And there's Sayville. It's about halfway out on the South Shore. There's an old saying about people from girls from Jersey, which is Jersey girls are not trash. Trash gets picked up.
Holla.
Ha, ha, ha.
I like that.
Now, my mom's from Jersey. She probably wouldn't appreciate that very much.
Let's skip ahead. The toilet thing was terrible. Awful to watch. However, the million-dollar question is, what on earth is a bleep tea?
Yes, if anyone knows the answer to that, please call
in. For the love of God, please call and tell us what it is.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it is either cock or dick.
Right?
You know, usually...
It didn't seem like it, though. And didn't it seem like it started with a G for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it started with a G, but I was almost positive it ended with a hard K sound.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what it would even refer to. Clearly, it was a shirt, right?
Yes.
It had to be a guy.
I don't know. Clearly, it's a shirt was only clear to me when somebody tried to pull, like, it was imitating it and pulled something above them.
Pulling it over,
you know,
yeah.
It's just strange to me because usually when we're watching the show, because I'm young and in the party scene all the time, whatever, Kevin will turn to me and say, Roxy, what's? And right. I say, this is what that is. Or tonight with FML, whatever it is, you know, I'm usually on it. I have never, whether it's a cock tee, a dick tee, whatever it is, I have never heard of this. Is it a company? Is it a cut of shirt? Is it a full body thong type piece? What is this thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're talking about.
And if it is a tee, why did they say, wait, only Vinny wears those? Because they all wear
t-shirts. No. It wasn't that he's the only one who wears that. It's that it was a small. And
right.
He's the only one who wears small.
Okay.
Because before they asked the size.
Like 5 minutes to realize, A, that they were talking about a t-shirt.
Yeah,
and
I don't know either.
I don't know what type of t-shirt. And it reminded me of, Roxy, you may not be lost that often. The only other time that I was, like, seriously that lost and confused was when they were talking about what Dina did with that guy. And like, it finally turned out
right.
that she, like...
licked his butthole?
Yeah, say it. I'm sorry,
butt.
I didn't hear that. Say it again. One more time.
Wait, Mari, what did
he
do?
This time. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Go on, Mari.
Something with mouth to bite at.
Yeah.
Forever to figure out what that was that they were talking about. It took me forever to figure that out. Because I was like, what would she do?
She said mouth to bite.
He's giggling over
Don't you feel so freaking out of the loop? And you kind of turn to everybody you're watching with and you go... Did you just get that?
That's what we did. We're like, what the hell is that? So the question is that it A has to be a swear word, or B has to be, I didn't think about it, could be a company name. Could it? Could it be a company name? I've never heard them bleep anything out like that.
The thing is, I thought for a second that they were saying Guinea, but like
it could be that. Guinea tea.
But they say Guido all the time.
Guido and Guinea are much...
Yeah.
Like Ed Hardy t-shirt.
No, but Guinea, like you mean they're using
it as a
derogatory.
Yeah, that's a racial slur.
Yeah,
that's a no-no, I would think. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's a T.
It did
that's
see.
That's what I got. Beep T.
Yeah, I heard. I saw the mouthing of the word G. I saw that, and
okay,
I was like, what?
Wait, what's a
Come on, Google that up. What's a Guinea T? I mean, that might be something right there. And then we're going to get letters and stuff because we're saying
A really offensive
yikes.
Word.
Yikes.
Wait,
that would be great.
I don't know what a guinea is.
It's a bad word for an Italian.
Yeah, it's a very...
Okay, it's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah. It's one of those muscle t-shirts.
Right.
You ever saw 50 Cent? He wears them. They come straight down. Yeah. It goes straight across rather than a normal, as they call it, a wife beater.
Okay. Yeah. Rather than like the scoop neck wife beater?
Exactly. Yeah. It comes straight down and goes straight. And actually, Vinny does wear them a lot on the show.
And it's called the guinea tee.
And it's called the guinea tee.
We got it.
What? All right.
I like want to hug you right now. I was not going to be able to sleep
tonight.
I seriously wasn't going to be able to sleep tonight if I didn't know. Does that count as an AfterBuzz exclusive?
I kind of think...
I bet there's millions across the country going, what on earth are they talking about?
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
There we go.
There it is.
Now, Brent, I have a question for you.
Fire away.
With that whole toilet incident, we found out tonight that it was a full 2 weeks that toilet was plugged up. Is that normally production would take care of that if it was like the real world?
100%. 100% production would have had that fixed in 2 seconds. However, like I said last week, there are people in the production truck at what we call Video Village going, oh my God, this is the funniest thing. Have you seen what they've done to the toilet? Don't fix it. Let's let them get it. Or they're going to call a plumber. Don't let them call a plumber. We'll tell them we'll fix it. Tell them they can't call a plumber. We'll take care of it. and then nothing happens, and then it's nothing happens, and it keeps going. And then then off camera, they'll come and be like, guys, you got to fix my fucking toilet. This is ridiculous. Oh, we're totally on it. We're getting it right now. Don't worry about it. Just, well, how would you guys deal with it? Go ahead, you know? Because everybody in the back is laughing their ass off.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's great.
Do we think the T-shirt might have been put in afterwards just to make it?
No, I mean, that probably was.
No, that's probably the culprit. That's definitely why the toilet was clogged. I don't think they
If the toilet were clogged for any, like, normal reason,
yeah,
other than flushing something that shouldn't have been flushed, like, then it would have fixed itself a lot easier.
But yeah. What I don't understand is, you know, we saw Ronnie go in there straight up with a pole, like a hanger pole,
yeah,
trying to scoop things out. We saw Vinny go in there a couple times. We saw a bunch of people go in there. A T-shirt? Really? You can't see it?
Well, maybe. No, because it floats, right? So what happens, it goes into the bowl, and then it floats up the side, and then nothing can go past it. Because a toilet works on centrifugal water force. And
you sound like quite the plumber.
I know this stuff. And so what happens is when the water from
the
tank
introduction
goes down, it sucks the stuff through. So if there's anything blocking, I mean, you want to destroy someone's toilet, flush some ping pong balls. Done. Toilet. You actually have to take the toilet out. Ping pong balls. Everybody at home, if you're listening,
you want to get someone
terribly, just flush a few ping pong balls down their toilet. Never work the same.
TV exclusive.
There it is.
We're ripping them out tonight, guys.
Yes. I know. Yeah. I'm so proud.
Yeah. And even if you only put a couple, the toilet never quite worked the same, and no one will ever be able to figure out why, and you'd literally have to take the toilet out of.
Is this from experience?
No, my dad. Dad's got knowledge, that dad of mine. He's passed on all the important stuff.
What a good guy.
Yeah, about clogging toilets.
There it is. So, and speaking of pranks, perfect segue. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about the cheese prank, which I actually kind of love, I have to say. Which the beginning of that started with the situation, picking up on a girl and asking her for ID.
He was wasted.
I mean, how brilliant is that, right?
Honestly, I don't believe she was 21 because she
was willing to show him ID.
No, because she not only was she willing, she suggested.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And B, she was very quick to say, but that was when my hair was blonde.
Yep.
I think
fake ID going on.
Fake ID.
Listen, but is that the world we live in today? Where, I mean, it makes sense if you're the situation.
You have to ask.
You kind of got to make sure that before you're going to...
Because someone's watching.
And he also, out of all the times he's picked a girl up, he just, like, and I asked all of you guys as soon as I saw it how old he was, he looked so like a predator, with just this old guy with his tilted hat on, just like giggling his little self up. how old are you?
Isn't the New Jersey statutory rape age 17? Isn't 17 the legal age? In New Jersey?
I think what it is...
because there was something that happened with Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez,
and,
yes,
like, he was able to get away with the high school girl because I think that you are able to consent at 17 as opposed to 18.
Mm-hmm. I think that what it is you can... If you are under 18, you can have sex with somebody under 18. Only up to age 16, though. And I think it was only because she was close enough to age 18. That when the trial actually took place.
I don't think the law goes close enough.
No. I'm saying when the law, like it was, no, not close enough like that. I'm saying.
She's close enough to 18. Go ahead, bang her.
Usually when it is the trial, like, they couldn't prove the date that they had sex, and she had already turned 18, I mean.
I think it was a New Jersey law that 17 is a statutory age of consent in New Jersey. I remember hearing that on the radio.
Maybe that's bizarre.
But
you know what?
Wildly young.
I'm sitting here thinking, well, she clearly looked over 18 either way.
Yes.
But then I'm thinking about the fact that I took my 14-year-old sister to a bar the other night and she used an ID and got in. Then I'm thinking, well, dear Lord, are there people that, like, you know, he's got to check. That being said, he didn't do a very thorough job checking,
You know, but the situation did say on Howard Stern the other day when he was on that is a whole new element to his world now. It's like when he's hooking up with girls, he's got to make sure that they're of age. Girls will try to bring in cameras and take pictures and do, you know, bad stuff because he's now turned into a bit of a target. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure his guard's up much more than it ever has been before. So I just thought that was an interesting thing, like, show me your ID.
It's 16 years old.
With or without parental?
With an adult?
Consent.
What do you mean parental consent?
Because there are some states
do you mind if I F this boy?
That's true.
Some states have rules where there's one age without parental consent and an age, a younger age with parental consent.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know what parents are consenting to it, but like I know in Massachusetts it's 16 and it's either 16 and 17 or 15 and 17.
But I mean, it'd be interesting to know the law on that. If the girl's in the bar, wouldn't that mean that if she must be over 18, so she should be legal? Like, who's then liable?
Well, right. Then I think that's why, like, he probably checked and it's on camera. He definitely couldn't be found accountable for, you know, he actually checked her ID.
Right.
Yes.
You finding anything?
All right, so what we have is, I'm going to read all this just because this is kind of crazy. If you're between 13 and 16 and a 13-year-old has sex with a 16-year-old, it's okay. If a 13-year-old has sex with a 17-year-old,
that's not
jail
okay.
time.
Jail time.
Now, once you're 16, which is the age of consent, the 16 can have sex with anyone.
Whoa. And that's in New Jersey?
That's New Jersey.
Wow. Anyone?
Yeah, any age. Hey, yikes.
Without it being
scary,
considered
right?
statutory.
Right. No.
So he brings a girl home into bed that is loaded with cheese and cheese products.
Right.
And in his brain, it's stinky girl, get out of my bed. But
the most disgusting by far was the cream cheese.
I know.
Which had to actually be spread.
Oh. Yeah.
Although there's something about the fact that they had to take a piece of Kraft American cheese out of its single wrap and throw it in. Because that's just such a disgusting
Disgusting texture
they
anyways.
They put the cream cheese on the Kraft cheese and
wait, they did
down.
That?
Yes.
That's
long?
What
they
did. So they spackled.
They spackled the cream cheese.
How long do we think we have with the cream with the cheesy grated cheese
I
bed?
Was just going to say, because they didn't wrap that up. It's the cheese bed is still under there.
And they pointed out while they were doing this that he doesn't change his sheets anyway,
which is so disgusting.
I am incredibly anal about changing my sheets. It's the one thing that I sit there. If you wear an outfit every day for a week, how can you not? That's disgusting.
That is,
you know,
right? Yeah, no,
people don't think about it. And I bet he's one of those I sleep naked kind of guys. And I have sex with a girl at least four times a week.
Right.
Change your sheets, man.
Change your sheets, man.
Like, how could a girl ever have sex in a bed thinking some other girl's probably had sex in this sheet?
What diseases are floating through those?
I had a friend in college who had sex so often that just didn't have sheets on his bed. He just did without sheets and just had a plain mattress.
Oh, wow, that's much worse, actually, because at least the sheets can be changed at some point.
Yeah, you just burn that
the
mattress.
The mattress is burnable.
Seriously.
Now, speaking about what's been floating around there, clearly, Mike, not too up on what
our
STD
educational system has failed, Mike,
holy
the situation.
Holy smokes.
Cicerelli,
so in his world,
his
he
name.
Gets head from a girl.
And
which,
he's
by
fine.
The way, who smells like cheese, but he's still no problem get head from that, which who can blame him for that?
Right.
And then he's like, hey, you can't catch anything from that,
you can't
right?
You can't get STDs from head?
Yeah, of course not.
Oh, God.
My question about this is, maybe this is just my life this far, my group of friends, whatever it is.
Oh, here
but
we go.
Do people actually use condoms when having oral sex?
I mean, that's a super good question, because I was thinking to myself, too. Like, no. I don't think
that's definitely not something that
not anyone
I have caught.
Yeah, I don't. Right. I know that in sex ed, we definitely learned that if you're going to give oral sex, put a condom on first. But I just don't understand. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, the truth is that it's actually quite difficult to end up catching an STD from oral sex.
It is.
You have to have a full-blown outbreak. You can't just be, I am a herpes carrier. You have to be in full-blown herpes mode.
But it can happen.
It can happen.
And it seems like it's something you should know.
So wrap it up, people.
And you can get,
after Buzz
you can get HPV.
Right.
What?
Human papilloma virus.
Fun, too.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. That's enough STD talk. Jesus
No, because I have an After Buzz exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. I
have an After Buzz TV exclusive.
We're just getting
another
the best
another brilliant reality TV star and his STD knowledge. So let me take you back in time. 6 years from now. Back we go.
6 years from now?
Yeah,
six
like
years ago.
Ago. We'll say it.
2005, for those of you.
Filming a show called Princess of Malibu with Spencer and Heidi. Heidi before Heidi was on there, but Spencer and Brody. Mm. They were the original Jersey Shore team with, you know, smushing girls at the crazy compound in Malibu every night. So one night, they had two girls in the hot tub. Now, the hot tub gets, you know, super hot, and they're hanging outside. They're doing weird, and there's cameras going on. And
you were working on the show?
I was working on the show. And so they have sex with these girls. And I'm having the sort of like older brother conversation with these guys, which I've been doing since the day I sold the show originally. And it was just a pain in the ass getting them to do anything because they just have their own ideas about life. So I'm trying to explain to them, like, my God, like, you just had sex with these girls. Like, you didn't use a condom. Like, you don't even know them. Like, you're 21 years old. This is how you, like, do you have any idea who these other girls, who they've been sleeping with? You just slept with every guy that they slept with.
If a girl's willing to not use a condom with you, it means she didn't use a condom with a guy before. Either.
So Spencer, the brilliant one, says the greatest line of that I've heard from him, which was basically, oh, no, dude, it's all right. We were in the hot tub. It was like, it's like, I got the hot tub turned up like 104 degrees. Like, nothing can live in there.
Stop it.
That's what he said.
Wait, oh, my didn't God. Didn't that also happen in the Jersey Shore, too?
It was like...
Something like that happened,
everything's
yes.
cool now. He just said, like, I turned the hot tub like 104. Nothing can live in there.
I think that was a, you can't impregnate a girl.
Yeah.
When,
right. That's what it was.
That is just... I don't understand people.
He actually thought that the hot tub was going to... I was like, so let me get this straight. You think a warm, wet, moist environment is not good to transfer diseases? And he's like, oh, isn't it too hot for it?
Have like, you noticed what happens to your body when you have a disease? Yeah. Your temperature goes up.
Yeah, so it was like... And he literally didn't know that. He thought that he had sex with this girl without a condom in the hot tub. So and that made it totally cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I would
How
love
scary
to see
is that, right?
Probably in the past. He's been about to have sex with a girl without a condom and said, wait, you know what? Let's jump in the hot tub to do this.
Yes, I know.
I don't want to wear a condom right now, yeah. So we better go somewhere really hot.
Oh, no kidding. And another good sort of exclusive of that same thing is Brody Jenner was, he had a sex tape from that night. And we had the tape and we're like, we're not going to do anything. What do you want to do with it? And he was like, I should release it, right? Because it'll be good publicity.
Oh, my God.
So we watched it. And he was like, no, I'm not releasing this. I'm not doing a good enough job. No, I didn't perform. I didn't perform up to my best abilities. I don't want
this isn't there. Up to my sex tape
standards. So it had nothing to do with I don't want anybody seeing me have sex or I don't want people seeing me. He's like, I didn't perform well enough.
No,
that's not good enough.
Oh, my God.
That is an awesome experience.
But that's kind of the way I would be. Wouldn't it be the way you would be if, like, even if it really was, if you thought your sex tape being out there was going to be really good for you, in the future, wouldn't you be like, wow, I really want it to be my best performance, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
As if
I
it
mean,
was a piece of art.
Yeah.
I can do way better than that.
I can do better than that, exactly, so...
Let's hit the gym a little harder.
Yeah, there you go.
Meet back in a week.
All right, yeah. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back and get to our special segment when we return.
Session.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
You mean it's Shakespearean?
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269. Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
But then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig.
Don't let that wig come off, baby.
No, what?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
All right, we got a situation.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
After I have sex with a guy, I will rip their heads off.
All right, back on the Jersey Shore, season 3, episode 10, A Cheesy Situation. Let's talk about our special segment. One of the things that's been just sort of creeping into my brain over the several episodes, and actually a couple of seasons, is the fashion and the way they sort of style themselves there. It's really weird. Like, is it just me, or is it like... Is it only because it's on TV and you're sort of getting used to it that it's like, oh, those faux hawks that every single dude has, is that normal in our world today, or is it just them?
As
if you go down to the Jersey Shore, that's completely normal. They are the norm there. Like, they blend in with everyone else.
I it, on Long Island, most of the kids were I was getting out of college just as this, or getting out of high school just as this fashion trend was starting. People were wearing not necessarily Ed Hardy, but like Ed Hardy like stuff, you know,
yeah.
those sort of loud printed t-shirts and that kind of hair, super gelled, blowouts.
More than the guys, I think it, the girls, the lack of clothes.
Right,
right.
I'm not one of those prude, you need to wear so much clothes all the time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I was a guy, it's unattractive almost because you kind of want to think.
Clearly you are not a
guy. No, I'm just saying, you don't you want to wonder a little bit?
Well, there's enough to wonder still, right? I mean, they're not
naked. I mean, J-Well straight wears booty shorts and bras out to clubs.
Yes. Yeah.
We've seen every every girl we've seen their underwear at least in every episode.
We've basically seen every inch of J-Well's body except, like, her nipples and labia.
But
like,
even when they wear these short skirts, you know, whenever they wear these short skirts, we're guaranteed to see their whatever underwear they
glorious.
Wear.
Glorious.
So
or a bunch of blur.
That. Let me ask a question then to the guys. You would, if you saw two girls out at night, one of them wearing very, very, very small amount of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
One of them looking really pretty in a dress, whatever, not wearing a lot of clothes.
Attractive.
Both of them.
Classy.
Both of them equally good looking, very, very hot. You go for the girl in less clothes or you go for the girl?
Depends how late it is at night and how much I've had to drink.
I mean, the line of reasoning is that less work's involved with the person who's
correct.
In less clothes.
Yeah, but
and
so
it's also like there's also the idea that like wow, if you're putting it out there like that,
you want it.
You're gonna well, and you'll also be a little raunchier and dirtier, and I like that.
Yeah, it's funny. This past weekend, I went with a bunch of friends to we went out to eat, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were getting at the diner, and these two girls came in, skinny, wearing these ballerina. Booty shorts, crazy. Mm-hmm. Like they look DTF. Then all of a sudden, right behind them, these gorgeous Spanish girls. One was Spanish, one was Asian. Came in, but they had one had a fur jacket on, the other one had a leather. They were very covered, and I just couldn't get over how beautiful these two girls were. And one of the guys who was sitting across from me. He was just astounded by how many girls had just walked in like. It was like heaven to him.
Right.
So I said to him, well, and he kept looking at the ones with the ballerina. I mean, you could literally see the bottoms of their
butts.
Their butts.
You can say butts.
Yeah, but
yeah, we can say butts.
I wasn't going to say that. But
yeah, I think I've said some pretty bad things today, Jesus.
So, I mean, you could literally see everything these girls had to offer with their little tutus on and whatever. And he kept looking at them like, are you serious? I was like, dude, go over to these girls. These girls are sitting here. Like, there were three girls. I was like, these girls are over here. They're beautiful.
Right.
They look classy. They're three single girls. Why don't you go get their numbers? He was like, no way, dude. He's like, you can go get their numbers.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going over here. Went right up to the ballerinas and got all three of their numbers.
That's why. I mean, it's return on investment.
So I think I'm going about getting guys the wrong way then.
Bad guys to be getting that are attracted to that, A, and wrong message to be going into meeting those guys with, B. Pretty hard to look at a girl in a serious way that dresses like that. I mean, it's really hard to be like, oh, you're classy. I want to hang out with you. But I do find that the Jersey Shore girls, they dress so outrageous, but they also don't even put the outrageous well together.
Yeah.
Sammy's dress is a perfect example. By the way, not the first time I've seen girls that wear some skimpy thing
with pieces of clothing
hanging out or off or in. It's like
they do it a lot.
They do that a lot, which is just so weird.
I have no problem. If you're wearing a tank top and you can see your bra straps through the tank top, whatever, or if you're wearing a white dress and you can kind of see your bra through, fine. But to blatantly have your bra be shot, it's on purpose almost.
It wasn't even on purpose. It's just like those two outfits, the bra that she was wearing and the dress, do not go together in any way. It's not like the end slides off and you can see the outline of her bra or a strap. Like, it is not designed
different
to wear a bra like
colors.
That. It's almost like she had no idea that that's not the way that dress is designed. None of them seem
and
to have any clue.
She's the most normal out of all of them.
Right.
She should know that they make bras that they make strapless bras that you literally put them on and it just stays on your
sticky boobs.
Little cutlets. I don't know, Roxy, if you know what I'm talking
sticky
about.
Sticky boobs, yeah, of course. You know, they're just like in the front. They're like that. Right. Like if two hands were cupping your boobs
together. It's like she should at least know that, but that's out there.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Because since Snooki is such a character, she can dress however she wants. I don't care. You can look. You can wear leopard print and your big push-up bra and your poof and whatever, and it's funny because you're a character. J-Wow's kind of the same thing, and Dina's a little Snooki sidekick. But Sammy should look good. That's her whole look on the show.
I just find that it's just like it's turning into a caricature of themselves. And the guys, I'm finding, like that faux hawk, mohawk sticking up in the middle thing is like, is that like they all doing that?
Like it is kind of popular.
Yeah, but it's weird because you know what? Okay, so
does it look good? I mean, I'm looking at it and be like, who would think that that's a good idea to have just the mohawk look in front of
their
hair?
Pauly D's is even worse. It's like he has 4 inches of hair. up. It's like Frankenstein.
When his hair is not gelled, it looks longer than mine. It's
it's weird.
It looks like Justin Bieber.
Yes, exactly. He looks like Justin Bieber when his hair is
it's bizarre.
Such a strange thing. And now they've ruined that. You know, I got a hand-me-down from a very good friend of mine, these amazing Christian Audigier shoes. They're unbelievable. And I saw them in my closet this morning. I'm like, "Oh, I would love to wear this." But they got that Ed Hardy look to them, and you're like, I don't even know if I could rock those shoes now.
I hate that. You know, it's true. I found a dress the other day. And by the other day, I mean the summer. It was so cute. Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it.
Yeah, and you're just like, I got a couple t-shirts
fashion,
like that. I'm like, I can't wear that.
I used to love the little poof in my hair. I used to love doing half up, half down with a little poof.
Yeah.
And then Snooki made it famous, so now every time I do that, my boyfriend's like, you look like Snooki.
Yeah, I had like one of my favorite shirts. I was like, I can't wear this. It has this cross thingamajigger on it, and it's like, and I actually had it on. I'm like, I can't wear this. And I wear, you know what I mean? I'm, for a producer, I'm out there in clothes-wise, you know? It's like, so I could probably pull it off, but
if anybody could, it'd be you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And even
and
your
feelings.
It was
too much for me. And so there's some wardrobe things, and I've had to adjust just because these guys are making it so odd and crazy. Right. Weird, right?
Yeah.
And the makeup.
The one thing I've always been wondering is they get like so the guys just wear t-shirts out.
Yeah.
The girls really dress up to go out.
Right.
But then the guys are in the same outfits when they're going out, essentially, as they are when they went bowling, for instance.
Right.
But the girls just go out in, like, sweatpants.
Yeah. It is when you really break it down, not about TV. If you just look at, like, these guys are going out to the clubs, they have, like, goofy printed t-shirts on with a bunch of chains hanging all over. Like, TV aside, if you put them in any city in the country, wouldn't they'd be the guys you point at going like, what the hell is that guy
Look
wearing?
Look at that douchebag over there.
Exactly. Like, and the girls,
not
you're just like,
Jersey
oh, my
Shore,
God.
Though.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what makes it so
not
culturally
Not at that part of the
significant.
Jersey Shore. Than the Central Southern Jersey Shore.
Right. Central Southern Jersey
no,
Shore.
No, but, you
We're
know,
special.
I report in Staten Island and Jersey, and I've totally seen that. Like, I see so many Angelina lookalikes in Staten Island, so that's normal. Like, they wouldn't stand
it's
out.
Very odd. But listen, God bless him because it's working for me. All right, so we're going to do a little news and gossip. Who's going to read that for us?
I think it's DJ Jesse.
Jesse!
TV News.
So Snooki covers the latest issue of Rolling Stone magazine where the Guidette admitted she often watches the MTV show, but cringes when she sees herself on screen saying, quote, "If I do something stupid, which is pretty much the whole time, I hate watching it. I just hate it. Obviously, they're only going to put the good stuff in, and the good stuff is us drunk. So all I see is me drunk and falling down, and that's how I am when I'm partying."
You know, it is true. I kind of wonder what these people would be like if they showed the other 23 hours of the day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
Do they make any intelligent comments? Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But maybe.
But they're not always drunk, is what we can assume, right?
Oh, I don't know. I would not assume that. But
yeah, that's a good point.
I would say, I don't know, majority of the time.
If they're not drunk, they're hungover.
I mean, it was a shocker when they decided to make one night sober. And Sammy said, this is the first night we've all been sober together. And if it's more rare for you to be sober than to be drunk, you've got a pretty good track record there on the drinking front.
And I actually wanted to bring that up earlier in the night. How weird was that? That Sammy, Ronnie, and Snooki went out together.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was a little weird.
Out of nowhere.
That's why I was saying that was the happy ending. It was like Ronnie and Sammy were like doing the prank together, and they were so happy and no drama.
And I didn't mind the sober Snooki. Actually,
almost didn't mind. Just sober Snooki.
Except she wanted the tequila shots, right?
Well, that was—I mean, that was a joke, right? Or did she forget for a second?
I think it was.
Oh, wait. Never mind. Never mind.
I think it's one of those.
No tequila. No.
This is a joke, unless you're gonna deal with it, you know.
Hey guys, let's get tequila. I'm kidding.
Yeah, unless you jump on it.
Unless you want tequila, because I want tequila really bad. I'm starting to shake.
Well, J-Well went all out to bring in her 26th birthday at Vanity in Las Vegas on Friday night alongside her beau Roger Williams. Surprisingly, she was out without any of her fellow Guidos or Guidettes from the show.
Do you guys go to Vegas a lot?
Never been.
Yeah, I do a bit, yeah.
Are you love Vegas so much? Big, big fan?
I'm a big fan of Vegas. I do like it, yeah.
Can you picture J-Well being there with her boyfriend and just not looking weird at all? Because we were just talking about where these people would fit in the world. Vegas.
Yeah, the thing with Vegas is it's like it's the ultimate excuse. It's every girl that has ever... Every little slut inside each girl comes out for Vegas. It's like the ultimate excuse. Like, great, I can dress like a total whore because I'm in Vegas. And
I don't usually sleep around, but since I'm in Vegas.
Right, and it's like, it's more than anything. It's just the dress is beyond comprehension. And it's like, for some reason in Vegas, like, that's okay. People dress in the strangest, like, outrageous Jersey Shore-esque things all the time.
Right.
And so she would totally sort of fit in that mode. You wouldn't think much of it because everything is wacky there.
Yep, I can see her there.
Interesting.
All right, well, Snooki's ex, Emilio Masella, let it be known that what he thinks of Ronnie by saying, quote, "Bro, everybody gets into relationships. Everybody understands. He's just being a baby." Masella apparently wants Ronnie and Sammy out of the house and has a replacement in mind, saying, quote, "Bring back Angelina or something."
Whoa.
Ooh, harsh. I don't remember. Did Emilio and Ronnie not get along?
I don't think they ever had gotten to an argument. Or
no, well, I mean, he's right. He's being a big baby.
Yeah, no, he's totally right. I don't know. This is just Emilio trying to get some sort of fame out of it.
Exactly.
Cool, Emilio.
Moving on. Pauly D revealed to Ellen DeGeneres that he would like to date someone like her, saying, quote, "I'm looking for a girl who's funny, that has family values. Someone like yourself. Someone I can bring home to my mother." "Like I can bring you home to my mother," which he admitted to the talk show host. Ellen made sure to have a quick response claiming, "Yes, you could. You could bring me home to your mother." And I'd just go, "Hey," and then I'd leave.
Uh-huh. This was very funny. If you watched him on Ellen DeGeneres, he actually, at one point, she turns and says, "You know, you have a lot of tattoos. Can I see them?" He says, "Of course." Takes his shirt off. They go through every tattoo. And there's one of the Italian flag on his back, but it's all tan in the middle. And she says, "What is this?" And he says, "It's me breaking through the Italian flag. It's my skin coming through the Italian flag." She's like, "Oh, yeah, right, normal, yep, moving on." Yeah. Every tattoo that he had, some bizarre story.
Yeah.
And this is Mary, and this is, like, just some weird thing.
But the funniest tattoo is he really has, what are they called, the tramp stamps?
Yeah, the tramp stamp of his own name.
Of his own name, yes.
My theory is that he's doing that in case, in some alternate universe, he meets himself and has sex with himself, he knows.
Or
that's my feeling. That's the only way I can make sense of it.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
All right. That's so, here.
Pauly D's tramp stamp. And that's your After Buzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of March 3rd, 2011.
Well, there we go. All right, so why don't we do some predictions?
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Roxa, what's coming up next?
The big thing that we see is Sam somehow getting caught on the phone. So there's this guy, and he's sitting there, and he shows something to, who was it, to the situation, and J-Well.
I believe it was the situation, yes.
And all we see is them freaking out, saying that she got caught, and her looking very confused. So thoughts on this, either clearly a photograph, or a text message, or an article on the web, something, her with another guy, her cheating on Ronnie at some point, her saying something bad about her cast members. I mean, what do you guys think? What's the most likely situation? The
likely situation
is some flirty text.
Yeah, it's got to be a flirty text.
Didn't he say he was supposed to meet her there? He was waiting for it.
But I don't think that's her getting caught because she's single now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I thought it was maybe...
That's what I don't get. I thought it was a flirty text, and I was like, why are they getting mad? No one has any right to get mad at her.
They just love to get mad about crap, though.
I think they're bringing up something from the past. I think.
No, I think what's going to happen is that Sammy and Ronnie are going to start down the path together again.
Okay.
Slowly. She's going to give the old, okay, we'll take it slow. I don't know if we can maybe make this work. You got to prove to me that you can be this guy, and then I can blah, 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 blah. So putting it out there, and then basically she gets caught like trying to hook up with
some
other
meanwhile,
guy.
She's doing herself.
Of course. So I think that's probably
the only preview we saw, though. So yeah. Boring kind of episode. Perfect to hunt there. I don't know. I didn't really see much else. Other than the only thing I'm wondering is how long that frickin' cheese will stay there.
That's right.
I think we've got only one more episode. But I hope it stays for longer.
Me too. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And thanks, guys, for tuning in. And thanks, Mari, for calling in as well.
Bye, Mari.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Later.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.